Warning, warning. The content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in, this is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your hosts, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Right on, right on. Hey, listen, if you want to connect with us today, that number is 321-473-4253. Your Skype user, you can type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw, and also chat live with us on the site right now on spirituallyraw.com. It's Thursday, everybody. We got a pretty cool special day for you.
It's a different day.
So listen, I got to tell you something. So I can tell you where we're all going.
Is this a physical place or?
Well, no, because I had, you know those, remember I've been telling you like over the last year, I've been having like these really wild out-of-body experiences and I'm remembering every one of them. It's very strange, but now I'm getting more comfortable with them, so they're not really freaking me out anymore.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, so we were all on this plane and the cool thing about it is this plane is flying like really low. You know what I mean? Like it's like a hovercraft plane and it's and it goes to different countries
and
stuff.
Is it like an alien plane?
No, it wasn't like an alien plane. It was like a regular. No,
where'd we go?
We went everywhere we wanted to go.
Oh, we just got in this plane and took off?
Yeah, Jess, we went we're just there. We're like everywhere all over the world, like, you know, giving people what they want, which is...
Would this be a Spiritually Raw plane?
This is what I'm talking about, yeah. I mean,
did it actually say Spiritually Raw on the side?
We didn't say Spiritually Raw on the side.
Spiritually Raw one.
But it was a Spiritually Raw plane because, and I'll tell you why, because there was
black
like...
black plane with red writing. That would look cool.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? And then, no, but the plane, it was really cool because it was like stopping and we were like picking up people and things like that. It was like business people, you know what I mean?
I want a stealth bomber.
Why?
That's how I want to get around.
You want to fly around a stealth bomber?
You can't put any passengers in a stealth bomber.
Cool is that?
You'd have to pilot by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a two-seater.
You'll crash before you even get off the ground. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Mrs. Magoo over here.
That's all she needs is some
bombs.
I can
barely drive a car, let alone a stealth bomber.
I know. It's so dangerous.
Well, we see how you drive a car.
I need a driver desperately.
well, so listen.
I like to drive with my eyes closed.
And you're going to be able to based on this dream, I'm telling you, because what's the symbolic about this dream for all of us here on Spiritually Raw is that this thing is going through the roof. And we're about to be worldwide, so let's give ourselves a round of applause, right? Yeah.
I like global.
It's very modest
worldwide.
Of you, Jay.
Why? What do you mean very modest of me? You got to be confident in your conversations.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't. You know, you got to know what you want and put it out there. And you know, we do some good stuff.
You ever watched that Disney movie back in the day? Because now you're saying
it was like 12,000,
like an alien ship, like the hovers. You ever watched that?
We've seen them all. Which one?
Flight of the Navigator. You remember that one?
No.
Was that a B-rated Disney?
No, it was like, it was in theaters. It was like really popular. And
how many years ago was it?
Oh,
I think Disney is my favorite
11.
Movie. Oh, you're talking way back
when.
We're
talking about, it's about a 20-year-old video.
Yeah, that would be considered a B-rated. That's almost C-rated Disney now. Compared to how advanced they are.
You're talking about how the characters
graphics.
Look and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like those, though. There's something very nostalgic about that.
No,
especially
but,
over the...
But it wasn't like an anime. It was like a real character and, you know, like they had a couple puppet
aliens.
Real
people?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
It was very cool. And it's actually filmed in Florida at NASA and parts of South Florida. Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cool. And, but... the ship that this kid gets to experience, it's just like what Jay was saying, and it hovers and it actually becomes transparent. So as a pilot, you know, it's all chrome and shiny on the outside, on the exterior, but as you're zooming out, it's 360 like transparency, like he could see everything going on, and this thing just cruised at like Mach 5 and got
that's
everywhere.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, would you guys
so
like that though?
Fun.
For real? Would you guys like that?
We have Mach 5.
No, like, but just that cool plane, just like going.
No,
like,
that sounds absolutely horrible, Jay.
I think a Gulfstream.
No, I definitely don't
want
to go anywhere. Yeah. I want to be stuck right here in this little tiny surf town for the rest of my life.
See, that's why you need me, because I have the vision and everything to get. get us out of here. Hey, everybody, listen, you know, we have a very, very special show for you today. And I know that for all of you who've been tuning in, you know, for, you know, the longest time with us here, you know, we've had so many people on here, you know, everybody professing of what they can and cannot do. But, you know, we got the real deal here today. You know, a very, very special guest, which I'm very honored to
have.
We have
a living saint with us today.
We have a living saint. And let me tell you something. I have actually had the privilege to speak to this living saint several times off the air, and when you hear her voice,
does she sound angelic?
Totally angelic. And when you hear her voice, it's just like you could, I mean, it's like you could tell, like, she is so unaffected by things. You know what I mean? You know how some people, you can, you know what I mean, when you're talking to them, she's truly just unaffected by things and just really just does her work, and so
she lives in the moment.
So why don't we talk about her and let everybody know what our surprise is and who's
all
coming
right
up.
We're good at talking about people.
No, come on.
That's true, we are. Well, this morning our show, we're going to do miracles and healings. We've never really done anything like this before, Jay. We've talked about it.
Right.
So this is going to be kind of interesting. Our special guests, we have two, Sarah O'Meara and Nick Bunick. They are two extraordinary spiritual leaders. Now, Sarah, she is literally known as a living saint, and she's also the most gifted healer in the world. She's the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of childhelp.org, and they are dedicated to helping victims of child abuse and neglect, and they also have saved the lives of over 4 million children. That should get an applause right there, Jeff.
Right. That's some good stuff.
I didn't want to interrupt.
No problem.
He was in awe.
Yeah. Sarah has also received more than 100 awards for her services to children, and along with her co-founder, Yvonne Feddersen, they've been nominated for the fourth time for the Nobel Peace Prize Award. Wow. What do you have to do to get a Nobel Prize? Nominated for something like that.
I told you too. I had a surprise here. Now, how many people have been able to get that intro on our show?
Not too many.
That's what I'm saying.
None as of yet, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
She's
all
the
right.
First. All now right. We also have Nick Bunick, author of the New York bestseller The Messengers, Time for Truth and the Commitment. Nick's mission is to help others evolve and becoming one with that part of God inside all of us. And he also is committed to raising the consciousness of humanity. The second purpose is to correct the errors of the church, for who over 1600 years have distorted the teachings of the church. He's the founder of Time for Truth Foundation. Now together, they are a dynamic team of healing energy, and they have helped thousands while being prayed for by Sarah and spiritually healed by Nick.
Why don't we give everybody a warm welcome to our special guest, Sarah O'Meara and Nick Bunick. Right on. Don't rush the stage, everybody. They'll be doing autographs afterwards.
I hope Sarah can heal my mom and dad. They need it desperately.
Sarah, Nick, good morning. How are you?
I need the help already.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
How are you both doing? Listen, welcome to the show, and thank you for being on us. And I really want to get started here and just kind of get everybody a perspective, you know, of really what this is all about. Sarah, you are known as a living saint and the most gifted healer in the world.
That's two big titles. My goodness.
Well, now let me tell you, I have to correct that. I am no saint, and I don't know if I'm really as the most gifted healer in the world. I am used by God as a conduit, but I have no special power. It all belongs to God. I'm merely his servant to be used as a vessel, a conduit for him.
She's so
but
humble.
I certainly don't consider myself a saint.
Well, okay, but how does this happen, though?
I wonder if she walks around with a halo.
I'm telling you, this woman...
No, yeah, I wish I did.
Oh, listen, so Sarah, for over 40 years, you know, you had this gift, so, but how did you discover it? Like, what happened? What was that moment for you?
Well, the moment that I discovered that I had that healing power, it was awesome for me because... I had been told by Catherine Kuhlman that I had that power, and also my father, DiOrio, who's a tremendous healer. But it was through Father DiOrio that called me up during a service to have me work with him, which I was not too happy about because I thought, oh, nobody's going to want to be in my line to be healed because they have come to see him. But as it turned out, people did come up for me to pray for them, and it was really funny because the first time that the people came up, I was so nervous that they thought that anything could happen through me that I couldn't think of a prayer, actually. So I put my hand on this gentleman's chest. It was about 6'5", and he had an inoperable tumor on his face that was very visible, and said that he had cancer and that he was doomed, and asked if I would pray. And then I prayed, "Dear God, heal this man." That was the extent of it. And everyone started screaming around him. My eyes flew open, and I got to see it go down in front of our face. And I suppose it was really great that I didn't say a longer prayer, because I would have missed it.
Okay, so Sarah, I just want to make sure I just got what you just said here. So when you put your hands on, I mean, you literally saw this actually go down?
I mean, oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Did it ever come back? Or once is it, if an illness is gone, does it come back?
If an illness is gone, that means it's healed at the time. Most, I have never heard but of a very few that claimed they were healed and it came back. But most of the healings that I have experienced, I ask people to please go back to their doctors to verify. Like in our book, every one of those healings that are in there have been verified as a supernatural healing by the physician. So I want that it be clarified if they're actually healed or not.
All right, right on. Hang tight there for me, Sarah. We got to take a quick break and go to a word from our sponsor. When we come back, more of Sarah and Nick. All right, hang tight, everybody.
If an angel popped into your life and asked you to help save him and all the other angels in the city from the illustrious Lucifer.
Join the courageous Sam Wilson as he saves the angels and the city from their demonic demise. Read and learn how mankind rocks.
Mythological Sam, The Call by Kathleen Pickering. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. And tired of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire you to control your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
Seconds saves lives. Save a life. You alerted? YouAlerted.com. God. Carl Bozeman wrote a book on being God. Buy it now at Amazon.com. God.
Purchase your copy of On Being God at spiritual-intuitions.com.
with Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at SpirituallyRaw.com. And now, more Ass Whipping Truth.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on. Okay. Sarah, I have to ask you, is that, so when you do these healings, is it that, can they come at any time? Like, does the energy come at any time through you, or is it have to be in a specific place, location, per se?
Oh, no. You know, God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And so you can certainly be healed at any time, anywhere. The important thing is for people to extend their faith. I can only help one to release their faith, which is, I guess, one condition for healing. But it's not the cause. The cause is God through His agent, the Holy Spirit. In fact, I've often said if I could personally heal people, I would travel across the whole world and clear out the hospital.
Right.
But God works through me, delivering that message to me that what ailment will be healed. And He works in the moment to bring comfort to those who are suffering. And I guess the greatest part of any, I don't guess, I know that the greatest part of any physical, mental, or even emotional healing is the ultimate. That's the spiritual healing. I don't believe anyone can be touched so profoundly and not be changed as a soul. So through healing, God gives us added life to enrich our lives in the furtherance of, like, the salvation of our life and complete our destiny. So His purpose for us when we receive healing is like receiving a new life that doesn't belong to us anymore, but it belongs to Him. It's a whole new birth.
So can you heal atheists?
I don't heal anyone. God heals. And I don't choose people that are to be healed. God does that. That's between the person and God. But I know that God loves atheists just like He loves everyone. And atheists also can change their mind in a moment. And so often at the little chapel where so many healings happen here in Arizona, people that see others healed are automatically lifted up to a new level. They realize it's possible and that God loves them and knows who they are and is interested, regardless of how small of a problem or how large it is. He's right there with you. And when they see in front of their eyes miracles happen, believe me, it's kind of like an atheist isn't in a foxhole long. You're not an atheist too long if you really see what's happened instantaneously, that God heals you. God heals instantaneously and progressively.
If I saw that guy get healed on the stage, the one that had the cancer tumor on his face, would make me a believer.
No kidding.
I've never witnessed anything that miraculous.
You know, I went to India once, and I saw someone put their hands on someone crawling, and they got up. And you could tell that their legs were all mangled up because you see a lot of that. So there,
yeah,
you could definitely tell the problem. Sarah, what's the feeling like when you're a conduit. So, you know, I get what you're saying about I don't heal anybody. It's really God's doing this through me. But is there like a feeling? Is there like a vibration that comes over you? I mean, what's that experience like?
It's almost like you're in a different place. Excuse me. I'm lifted up into a place of almost all-knowing. God reaches me by letting me know the healings that are taking place, and I see a light usually around the person that is being healed. So that gives me a great confidence to call out that healing because I know that the Holy Spirit is upon that person. I don't touch very many people. That particular healing I told you about, I did, but I did the rest of the evening that particular night. But usually I just call out the healings. In fact, I prefer not to touch people because I don't want them to look to me. I want them to look to God and to know that God is the one that is doing the healing. I am not that person. I am merely a conduit, a vessel, actually just kind of like a servant to God. And that's how I consider myself. And make no mistake, that's exactly the way I feel.
Now, so you had mentioned that God chooses the healing?
God, so often I am told the night before, I'm given the information before a service of the type of healings that will take place. Let's say I will be given that many legs will be touched. And then sometimes specifically, like the man crawled up on the roof, he fell off, he has not been able to walk since, but God has touched him. And if he realizes that he is changed and has been healed and touched, he can walk without impairment. So quite frequently, the explanation is right down to the T as to exactly what has happened, but not always. And if it's not just like one person is healed, it's many at a time. So if I call out a healing, like if I were doing healing on this radio show, and I was given that people were healed of the leg, it wouldn't be one or two. It would be many, many people. And I would ask them to try it, to get up and do the things they could not have done to test themselves.
So my question is, why is God pick and choose? If he's has the ability, why instead of only the ones with the leg or only the one? I'm playing the devil's advocate because I know people have got to be thinking this. Why is God picky and choosy? Why not just heal everybody and be done with it?
Well, I'm sure that there is no limit to what God can do, and there certainly isn't a limitation to the number of healings. But let me tell you this, when I call out specifics like people that haven't had an neck injury in an automobile accident, and now please turn their neck, and all of a sudden they realize they can when they had not been able to do so prior, what does that do? That gives them extreme faith. If I just said, now God's going to heal everything, everybody take anything they want, everybody's going to heal, it doesn't lift their faith like a specific malady that is called out. So if you're asking why, I think that may be one reason why, because it lifts your faith. If I told someone that they were being healed of cancer of the throat and that they had had it for 10 years, all of a sudden something comes over that person about whom I'm speaking, and they accept that healing. They say, oh, my goodness, I'm the one that she's talking about.
Yeah, maybe because they
and
take it personal.
It lifts their faith.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a connection there, you know, when you lift your faith. I always ask people to raise their hand if it relays to them. And that connection is like saying, yes, God, I'm the one. And it does something to your whole being, and it helps that healing take place.
Sarah, let me ask you this, because, and I've heard this for years, and I'm sure you have too, but, you know, and everybody and their mother really just always says that, you know, oh, you know, you're a healer, everybody's a healer, everybody's a healer. Is that really, truly a true statement? I mean, really, is that really a true statement that everybody does have that ability?
Well, I think that everyone has many different abilities, many different gifts. I think that when prayers are answered and one prays for someone that's sick, that I can't say they are a healer, but I can say that their prayers are answered. But, you know, the Bible speaks of the different gifts that we are given, and one is the gift of healing, one of miracles. That means that specific people are designated for those gifts. And for what purpose? To help others. For God to be able to use them through their gift. So the gifts of the Bible that are spoken about is in Corinthians 12:27, where it speaks of the different gifts that God gives us, and healing is definitely one of them. So if you say, is everybody a healer? Perhaps they are to a point, but the healing gift, as an example that I have been given, not everyone has that gift.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so let's get to a place of where people are coming in, and generally when you heal people, they come in. Is this kind of like, okay, help me get a visual of this, if you would, Sarah. So people come in. They come in to see you at a physical location. So when they come in, they've already expected that. Generally, while they're there with you, how long is the process for them to for you to start getting this energy? And I mean, does it happen instantly, or is it a, you know, is there time involved on the front end, like maybe meditation, prayers that happen before these healings start to begin?
Well, for me, I am in meditation and in prayer before it happens. But let me tell you, in the little chapel in Arizona where people come to the services, it happens very often on the way to the chapel and in the chapel and when they are on their way home or even after they get home. But you can prepare somewhat for a healing. The Holy Spirit repays the price of an effort in making a pilgrimage to be healed. In other words, that's the first step toward recovery, because you've made that effort to be there. You've made that effort to open yourself up. So if you make a decision that you want your miracle and you want it to occur, you have to take a first step toward allowing that to happen. So having faith and keeping your heart open and being mentally present to receive these gifts from God, these healings from God, is all that's required. Just by keeping their heart open, they're opening themselves up to miracles. And, you know, miracles are an everyday occurrence to God. They're not miracles to Him. They're miracles to us. And I feel any preparation to be healed belongs with belief and trust and faith in a God who heals. In fact, you know, if I can remember this saying, I think it's the best to explain it. And that's Franz Werfel from the Song of Bernadette. And he said it perfectly. It said, for those who believe, no explanation is necessary. But for those who do not, no explanation is possible.
Fascinating. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break, a word from our sponsor. When we get back, we're going to talk about
Sarah's miracle.
Sarah's miracle, and we're going to meet Nick Bunick again. So hang tight, everybody.
Fulfillment.
We want the Kabbalah to get out
of ancient prophetic texts.
What about the weird weather anomalies?
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon has shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
That speaks to you from beyond time. Go on the adventure of your life, an epic journey you will not forget. The Kingdom of Saguenay. Order the Kingdom of Saguenay today. Go to www.thekingdomofsaguenay.net or spirituallyraw.com.
Want to know the truth about the universe, we must look to the governing laws already proven, the laws that have been tested, that are scientifically researched and cannot be altered by mysticism alone. Avoid beating around the proverbial burning bush. Leave behind those half-truths in which humans make up as they go along. Rediscover the correct origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Forget those outrageous stories binding you in fear. Break free from intimidation, brainwashing, and mind control. Learn the facts. Purchase United Nations state-sponsored genocide with the opening of the Seven Seals today. Go to spirituallyraw.com and click the corresponding banner.
Love, hate, deceit, loyalty. Travel back in time to the first Earth, where future began, where good first confronted evil.
Join Acellus, the first angelic being created by God, as he chronicles the untold story of the Jack of Diamonds and the Lady Justice.
A love that burns throughout the ages.
The Legend of Justice and Diamonds, a spiritual fantasy by Lewis F. Hemsey.
Available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on, right back at you. All right, so Sarah, let me ask you this. In your 30s, you got diagnosed with cancer, okay?
Terminal cancer.
And how do you know, how do you feel like you were healed? And I understand that there's the God element of it, but did you, where was that knowing for you? And what do you think, what happened? What was the defining moment there?
Well, let me say, AJ, it's kind of, I'm long-winded in a sense to tell the story because everything is dependent on the next thing that happened. But, yes, I was given 3 months to live, and I had 2 little boys to raise as a single parent, and I was co-founder of a national charity that was mostly dependent on my leadership, and so it was a real shock for me. But while still in the hospital after the operation, I saw a woman on TV, and her name was Catherine Kuhlman. And if you've ever heard her, Catherine speak, you know she's very dynamic and very dramatic. And so she pointed her finger at through the television and said, "If you need a miracle, be at the Shrine Auditorium this Sunday." Well, I'd never been to a healing service before. I'd was a Presbyterian Sunday school teacher, and I always thought those were like tent revival things, the Holy Roller type things. But I knew within myself I had to be there, and I wasn't to be released for 5 more days from the hospital, and I talked my doctor into letting me out, promising him with my fingers crossed that I would not get out of bed, because he explained if I did, I could bleed to death because the depth of the incision was so great. But I called ahead to make reservations for the terminal entrance, but even though I did that, when I got there, the door was closed, and the friend that took me was going back to get the car so that we could just go home since they couldn't let us in, and someone recognized me and said, "I came out to get a sweater. It's cold in the auditorium, and I'm going to give you my seat." Well, usually I would have been polite enough not to accept that, but boy, did I jump at the chance. And she was seated in the last balcony in the first row on the end closest to the aisle. And I climbed about 35 steps to that seat. But as I did, I noticed that I was stepping in my own blood where the clamps from my 30-inch incision had broken open. So I literally fell into my seat from weakness. And as I did, something very interesting happened to me. I immediately was lifted up, like, to the ceiling where I could look down and see my body. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm dying or I'm hallucinating. Catherine Kuhlman came out sweeping across the stage, and I didn't hear anything she said. I didn't even hear the beautiful choir. There were about 100 people in the choir. Nothing like that. It was just like I was engulfed in what was happening to me. And to the left of the auditorium, I could see a pink cloud and a substance around it, kind of like cotton candy, floating. And it was surrounding me, and I could see that. And I was looking down at myself. I've never seen anything like it before and haven't since. But I don't know how long it was before Catherine stopped in the middle of her service and said, "There's a magnificent healing going on up in the balcony of cancer. The Holy Spirit is all over you. And your body was literally riddled with cancer, but God has healed you completely." And she returned to the topic of her service, and I was praying, oh, God, could it be I? Am I the one? But about that time that I questioned, it was like 1,000 volts of electricity going through my body. I'd been jolted right back into my seat. And Catherine stopped her service right at that point and said, "The girl being healed will know it, because it is if she has a hold of an electrical current," which she firmly said, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. The cancer which covered your body is completely cured, and you have had a miraculous healing. Indeed, she said, it's a miraculous healing. Well, I was unaware at that time that the entire row where I was sitting was knocked sideways, like dominoes. Because the Holy Spirit was so strong going through my body that the entire row felt what is called the overflow of the power of the Holy Spirit, where they were unable to even sit up. I found out about that later. But as if God had not made it clear enough for me, Catherine said very firmly, the girl that had cancer is sitting in the last row of the first balcony and is wearing a red dress.
So, Sarah, and, let me ask you this. Yes. So when you had that experience, okay, how long after that did the doctor validate that, you know, what happened here? You're completely, there's nothing here.
Well, after I had that experience and went home, I found that my skin had healed up over the incision. I went back to the doctor on Monday morning. That was on a Sunday night. And the Monday morning, he was going to see me anyway, the first patient. And I was there at 7 in the morning, and Yvonne, my friend, went with me. He came running out of the examining room and said, "You have the kookiest friend I've ever seen. Her skin has healed up over the clamps." Now, I asked him for another x-ray. At that time, they didn't have MRIs. This was over 30 years ago. And he did do another x-ray at my insistence, and there was no cancer there. And he put the two x-rays side by side and just shook his head and said, "I don't get it, I don't understand it, but there is no more cancer there."
Right on.
And so from that day to this, I've had no cancer. And that date was on February 20th, 1972, and Catherine died on February 20th, the same date I was healed. And it was she who kept telling me that I had the gift of healing.
That's fascinating. Right on, Sarah. That's a great story.
Now that's miraculous.
That is cool right there. That's some cool stuff. All right, so listen, I know that, you know, so before you knew you were coming on our show today and doing this, like, did you get any kind of cool messages from about being on our show today and maybe anybody that might get some cool stuff out of it?
There are healings that are happening right now, because I am never speaking about healing and telling of my story that something wonderful doesn't happen to somebody. I did, knowing that we would not be having healings on the show today, hopefully in the future, I did not prepare, I was not in prayer asking for specific healings that would occur today. However, there are. And oddly enough, there are of the back, several people of the back. If they are listening, and if they would prepare themselves by realizing this can indeed happen, and that God loves them and can heal them right now while we're speaking, and if they will take that as faith and trust in Him and get up and do things they've never done before. If they could not touch their toes before because they couldn't even lean over, they can do that if they will try. So, yes, there are healings that are happening.
Right on. Hey, let me get over it. Thank you, Sarah, for that. pretty inspirational stuff, you know. And you know, people ask us too, because you know that the whole premise of this show is, you know, we expose and explore different truths and myths. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is where we really do this. But you know, this is, again, I really felt like, you know, with the holiday season coming up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sheila's just one of those people, I think, that just really deserves to have her message. She's proved it.
Is there any possibility that you could heal my mom and dad?
Remember, April, I cannot heal anyone. God does the healing. But, of course, God can heal your mom and dad. He doesn't say, I'm going to heal everybody, but I'm not going to heal April's mother and dad. But remember that they play a part in this. You play a part in their healing. Because intercessory prayer and intercessory belief is very strong. I have many stories about people that are not in my service and other people praying for them. A lady with a tumor in Florida, her daughter, a 30-year-old daughter that had a brain tumor, she was at the service in Arizona. She was praying for her daughter. Her daughter at that particular time of the service was combing her hair in the bathroom mirror, and all of a sudden felt this strange current going through her body. She backed up, sat on the rim of the bathtub, and all of a sudden her vision cleared, and she called her mother and said, something very strange happened to me. My sight has come back, and it's absolutely clear. And she said, I feel wonderful. She went back to the doctor and had no tumor. So anything is possible with God. We limit God. We're the ones that limit God. God is unlimited. It depends on our belief, our faith, our strength, our trust in Him. And so, yes, of course He can heal your parents. And I will be praying for your parents to be healed.
There, well, you go. Thank you very much.
We got to take a quick break, everybody. And when we get back, we're going to find out how Nick met Sarah and what their involvement is together. Hang tight.
Alert. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. Failure to comply will result in having your utilities shut off and a warrant issued for your arrest for terroristic resistance. Welcome to the new age of Lucifer, and have a blessed day.
Coming of Antichrist is near. Who will force a Luciferic order upon the world and lead a second Holocaust? Learn how to escape 666 and the horror to come at www.satansrapture.com. Warning, this site is banned by Christianity and its churches.
CIA, MIA. South Central, L.A.
Read the playground.
Yeah.
A novel by Carmichael Wolf. Try to crack the gangsta code.
Crack and speed are WMD. Crack and speed are WMD.
Yeah. Sophia had no choice. Her son David, only 5, had to leave Inglewood and move east side. Now they're in the hood, just trying to survive, live a day as a bloom, and try not to die. That was taken too soon, and now David can't play in the playground.
No more happy
in
seesaw.
The playground.
We're breaking the law.
Sandbox is full of rocks.
Yo, it's Damu and his crew. Homie, better act straight. It's 1981 and you are already late. Now old man Gray in the center to new. That East LA will spit you out too.
The CIA is assassinating a black community using sophisticated robotics and crack cocaine as bio warfare.
Crack cocaine on every block.
CIA delivers rock around the clock.
Visit Carmichael Wolf, the Eclectic Novice.com or Amazon.com.
Dick Bunick as you read his extraordinary and profound channel messages in Time for Truth. Going back 2,000 years, learn when and how the 4th century church distorted the original messages of Jesus and Paul. How messages of love were tainted to create fear, words of compassion manipulated to instill feelings of guilt, parables meant to unify, only misused, causing division. You will be provided absolute proof that reincarnation is a reality. Set aside your conscious mind and communicate with your soul mind. Purchase your copy of Time for Truth today. Go to Amazon.com or NickBunick.org.
Legends of Oklahoma. Explore the paranormal history of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at SpirituallyRaw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. So, hey, you know what? You guys remember this guy, Nick Bunick. You know, he's been on a bunch of times with us, and I think recently co-commentating also. So, welcome back, Nick. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, AJ.
Good. Real quick, so what's your connection here, and what's your tie in here with Sarah, and how does that work with you two?
Well, Sarah and I met each other 14 years ago. I was doing an outdoor presentation, a 3-hour presentation that was being filmed in Scottsdale, Arizona, on short distance from her chapel that she has in Arizona. And we become since then like spiritual brothers and sisters to one another. Up until about 2 months ago, we were doing a tour called Healings and Miracles, where we went back to two different East Coast cities. About 3 weeks apart, and we gave a 4-hour presentation in which 80% of the audience received healings. And I've seen so many miracles happen. You know, I define a miracle as the intervention of God in our lives. And so many times with Sarah, as well as other times without Sarah, I've seen God intervene in people's lives. I've seen miracles. But I have just tremendous love and respect for Sarah and for what she does and the gift that God gave to her, and we have been together doing spiritual healings, and as I said, I saw many people who received healings when we were on our tour together. But what we realized, Jerry, is it was taking up 4 days of our lives every time we went to a city. You know, travel time one day, another day travel time, one day media, and one day the presentation. And she and I decided that in order to reach as many people as possible, we'd like to eventually find some form in which we can touch the lives of people and have healings. And tremendous numbers of people who could experience the gift that God gave Sarah in terms of healing people while Sarah was praying for them. And I do spiritual healings. And so we're hopeful that we'll be able to find, whether it be a radio show or whatever, that we're able to go ahead and do healings in the air and impact the lives of thousands and thousands of people at the same time with the gift that God has given and the message that God has to people, that indeed every one of us has God's spirit inside of us. We're not human beings who by coincidence have a spirit and soul. We're spirits with a soul that are having a human experience. And basically, everybody's got to realize that the Spirit of God is in every one of us. We are part of God, and God is part of us. And I believe, when I've watched Sarah do the healings, as well as the ones that I've done, that we are, that somehow or other, through God's gift, they're able to get in touch with that part of God inside of them in order to help their healing take part. But if they're shut down, if their minds are closed, if they don't believe that they can be healed or that God's Spirit indeed is inside of them, that could interfere with the gift, with the healing that's taking place.
So the person who is receiving the healing has definitely got to be open to wanting the healing. They have to say, I want a healing. So healing, can it happen?
Or does it have to be, obviously nobody wants to be sick. Do they have to believe that it is possible to be healed?
I think that I've seen people healed that weren't even expecting a healing. I've seen people being prayed for, both by Sarah and during my spiritual healings, that weren't even anticipating a healing to experience a healing. I think it's obviously, the more receptive you are, the more your heart and soul is open and being in touch with that part of God inside of us, in my opinion, that certainly helps the healing take place. But I think people are capable of being healed, just as Sarah said. I've been to her service at the little chapel in Arizona, where people actually experienced a healing while they were driving to the chapel, which weren't even anticipating it. So I think that God has many different ways to perform his miracles, but obviously if a person's got totally negative attitude and isn't open to the possibility of speech healing, it could probably impact their ability to get the healing.
Now, I remember earlier on Sarah was making references to the Bible, and I know you have the relationship with Yeshua. Do you feel like people who, from both your perspective, do you feel like, you know, it is a biblical-based, someone's going to be more successful if they subscribe to the Bible, per se, versus, you know, they have the Quran or they have any other religious belief system?
No, I don't think that's relevant. My relationship with God is a spiritual relationship, and I hope Sarah doesn't mind saying this also. Neither Sarah and I have a specific religion that we subscribe to. Our relationship is with God. It's a spiritual relationship, and as I've traveled around the world, I've met some incredible people, some that Sarah met also, that, like Sarah, very, very highly, what I call up in the pyramid, where they're very close to being at one with God in Christ consciousness. And most of those people don't have an actual religion. We're non-denominational. I'm non-denominational. Sarah's chapel is non-denominational. And I don't think it's relevant that they have to belong to a specific religion or have to be a practitioner of the Bible.
In your book, The Time for Truth, you'd mentioned that you'd actually wrote about Sarah doing the healing. What was that you witnessed?
Well, the very first time I went to her chapel, there was a period of time. Sarah asked, "Is anybody in the?" She called up the gentleman in the audience to give a testimonial. This man was about 6'2". He was an African American, nice-looking man, slim. He was wearing a three-piece suit. And he got up on the stage and he said, "I want you to know," he said, "I'm very nervous. I've never spoken in front of an audience before." And he told us a story how 5 years earlier, he was working for a hotel in Los Angeles, driving people around, what he called VIPs, for the hotel as their chauffeur, so to speak. And he said he weighed 320 pounds. He was crippled. He couldn't walk. And he could barely walk. He walked totally crippled over. And in fact, they were making a special wheelchair for him because he was so huge. He said that he had two ladies with him, which were Sarah and Yvonne, in the back seat that he was driving around. And on the second day, Sarah taps him on the shoulder and says to him, "I've been watching you. Would you having a problem?" She says, "Would you like to have God heal you?" And he said, "What?" And she said, "Would you like to have God heal you and be able to walk normal?" And he went, "Well, yeah." So she said, "Pull over." So he pulled over. This is his telling the story. He pulled his car over to the side of the road, shut the engine off, and Sarah started praying for him. And when she got through, she said to him, "God has healed you. You can now walk. Get outside and walk." And he says he got outside of the car, and he started walking like he was crippled. And she said, "No, no, no. God's healed you. Stand up tall." And the man leaped up in the air and started kicking his legs and dancing on the stage. He said, "God healed me." And he was crying. All of us were crying. And it was just an incredible experience. And that 5 years earlier. And he said that when he went back to the hospital the next day, and they made him come back 5 weeks in a row, where they would have doctors there saying, "This is the guy, this is the guy, this is the guy." And he said he was walking 18-hole golf courses 1 month later, And he experienced an incredible healing right there on the spot by God, as Sarah prayed for him.
Wow.
Yahoo!
And that was my first experience. And that day I saw many, many people healed. It was that day at that chapel, my first time I went to the chapel, I've been there many times, that I saw God perform miracles as Sarah prayed for people. And I said, this is the real thing. And since then, Sarah and I have been very, very close together. As I say, we've traveled together doing miracles and healings presentations. And I feel blessed to be able to be with Sarah and spend the time with her.
I wonder how do you not, Sarah, get a God complex? I mean, because doctors have God complexes, and they certainly don't even heal to this magnitude. What keeps you so grounded?
Well, because I make no mistake that I'm not the healer. God is the healer. I mean, can you imagine if God were not with me to give me that gift? What could I do? I can't perform any miracles myself. And I'm the first to know that. I mean, I'd be pretty stupid to think that I am a God that heals. I mean, God works through me and gives the power in order to heal, but he is definitely the current there. I am not.
So you are the conduit there. Wow, that's some fascinating stuff, huh? Hey, let me ask you this. So what's going on now with the, tell me what events you have coming up. I know you're doing something here for the holiday season.
Who are you asking, Jay?
Sarah.
Who are you asking?
Sarah, I know you got an event coming up for the holiday season, right?
Oh, well, we have a lot of events going on for the charity I founded, Child Help. And our children, you know, there are more abused children now than ever, ever before. And we're the largest abused organization. Our organization for abused children in the nation. And it's unbelievable what's happening in our world and the apathy people have toward abuse. And yes, we have events coming up, and if anybody's interested, they can log on to www.childhelp.org and they can find out and support it.
Right on, everybody. And that's a great, and she does affect the lives of millions of people. You got to check this out.
4 million, actually.
I'm telling you, it's quite impressive the work that she's done. Nick, how can it remind everybody how we can get a hold of you and your book?
Well, I suggest going to my website, which is nickbunick.org. That's Nick Bunick, BUNICK.org. And there's many wonderful things happening on the website. There's also a link to Sarah, and there's a link to many other things we're doing. We have thousands of people all over the country as well as other parts of the world participating with us on the site because it's a combination of a blog site as well as a chat site. And so I would suggest go to my website. That also tells you how to purchase my book as well as Sarah's book.
Right.
Sarah's book is a wonderful, wonderful book that has 100 stories in it by people that have actually experienced healings. And both people have experienced healings both by reading Sarah's book and my book. They've actually experienced healings while reading the book.
There you go, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it because we did on this end. That's Sarah O'Meara and Nick Bunick. Very fascinating. Thank you both for being on the airwaves with us. Really good stuff here. I hope you guys enjoyed this because we did here.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most important, may all your dreams come true. Many, many blessings.
policeman said, just walk this way to the dawn of the night. Wind will blow into your face as the years pass you by.